I just lost the game. Now, that statement is probably causing you to think one of two things. You either have no idea what I'm referring to, or you're probably mad because you just lost the game too. Now, I promise, not only will this make sense, I am about to brilliantly connect this concept to how we can coach our inner bully. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Inner Work Coaching, the ultimate podcast for Christ-centered coaching to help turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. If you're ready to stop just going through the motions in life and start enjoying emotional and spiritual freedom, you're in the right place. I'm Mercy Rice, inner work warrior, God's girl, and caffeine queen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get started. All right, brace yourselves, because we're about to embark on a journey into one of the quirkiest corners of human psychology, the game. No, it's not a video game, it's not a board game. We're talking about something that basically is a universal, ongoing, and somewhat bizarre social experiment. All right, so here's the deal. When you first hear about the game, you might be thinking, oh, cool, what is it? What's the objective? How do I win? Well, it's actually not that straightforward. In fact, the objective of the game is to avoid thinking about the game. Yeah, I know. It sounds like something straight out of some sci-fi movie. But stick with me here. All right, here's the catch. Once you know about the game, you're playing it. At the moment you consciously think about the game, you lose. Yep, it's as simple as that. It's like trying not to think about a pink elephant wearing a tiara. The more you try not to think about it, the more it pops up into your head. And yeah, now you're thinking about pink elephants with tiaras. You're welcome. Let's connect the concept of the game to your inner bully. Here, the rules are exactly the opposite. As long as you're not thinking and acknowledging that voice inside your head as something different than you, you're losing. You win as soon as you become aware that those thoughts aren't necessarily true, and you have the ability to question, to challenge, and to offer other possibilities to replace your inner bully's thought parade. Every time you interrupt what your inner bully is telling you, by simply being aware that it's happening, you win the game. Your self-coaching technique for this episode is going to be a three-step process. Okay, honestly, spoiler alert, it's basically three steps and a bonus step at the end, so you'll look out for that one. This process is going to help you interrupt negative downward spirals and give you the tools to flip the script on your inner thought process. Doesn't that sound amazing? I've had several opportunities to do that this past week. I'll tell you about one of them in a minute. But yeah, it's definitely a game changer. Okay, let's start with step one. And step one is practice awareness. I want you to think about the thoughts you're thinking. And I'm going to say that again. Think about the thoughts you're thinking. Are they charged with emotions that may be caught in your communication filter? Now, we talked about the communication filter on episodes 1 and 2. So you may want to check back in with those to get a refresher. So that's step one. Step two, block access. Imagine an unwanted guest or a complete stranger just walks into your house. How would you react? Yeah, block access is number two. And then step three, ask the question. You're going to create an all-purpose question that you can ask yourself in the moment that will break the spell of your inner bully's message. And like I said, I've had plenty of opportunities this past week to do just this. So I'm going to give you an example of one of them. Some of you know my mom's been in the hospital for over a month now. First it was hospital, and then she's in a skilled nursing facility. So every day is an adventure. And thankfully she's doing really, really well. So that's the good part. But as a result, we have lots of relatives coming through and visiting, and that's a beautiful thing. Well, one of my relatives came over to visit, and as we were just sitting there with not much to discuss, she asks me, "Are you still trying to lose weight?" My inner bully was off to the races immediately. I started thinking things like, well, you know, she's asking that because of all the weight you've gained. She knew your weight loss wasn't going to be a lasting thing. As a matter of fact, you've never been able to stick with anything long term. Did you catch that? A little deviation there? My thoughts went from what I thought my relative meant by her question to me not ever sticking to anything. We were getting ready to dive into a colossal downward spiral. And by we, I mean me. Oh, my inner bully and I. If you know anything about the psychology of productive communication, you should never use absolutes in an argument. And yes, I used never on purpose there. Using phrases like "you never" or "you always" tends to invalidate your point because the other person can now focus on that and refute that claim rather than stay with the actual topic of conversation. So much easier to say, "Well, it's not that I never do it. Remember that one time in 2016 on a Thursday morning when I did do it?" See, it goes nowhere, and it goes nowhere fast. Well, I forced myself to initiate step one, awareness. I became aware of what was going on. Now, I say forced because that's the hard work of inner work. It's so much easier to just let your thoughts run wild and go down the path of least resistance and deal with the negativity because that's familiar territory for us. My awareness step looked like this. Okay, she is looking for a topic of conversation so that we can chat for a little bit. She knows I've been trying to lose weight for most of my life. I lose some, I gain some, I lose some, I gain some. So that's probably a topic she thinks I'll engage with because we've discussed it so many times before. She has no idea about the inner work I've been doing to let go of all these beliefs that have caused me to want to be smaller at any cost. So, of course, I thought all of that very, very quickly, and my reply to her was simply, "No, I'm finally off the diet roller coaster. I'm just taking care of myself now." A few minutes later, she saw me pouring a Coke Zero over ice. Oh, so good. And asked, "Are you sure you should be drinking that?" I asked her why she said that. And she replied, "Well, I've heard that people say that soda is bad for you, even the diet ones." At this point, I need you to picture me slamming the door of my home to an unwanted visitor. I had to block access to the thoughts of what is good or bad, right or wrong, safe or dangerous when it comes to what I put in my body. As a person who is recovering from a decades-long eating disorder, I can't allow myself to go down those mental roads. The way I blocked access to those thoughts, now not to my relative, but to the thoughts, was to remind myself that this type of "people say" mentality is prevalent all over the place. And I'm the one that has been doing the work to remove myself from those conversations and from that thought process. I just enjoyed my soda without further comment. Once I had some time to myself, I activated step three. I asked the question. One of my favorite step three questions for me is, what false belief was triggered by what happened? Because yeah, normally I'm telling myself some kind of wacko emotional story that has very little facts involved. Shocker. So I asked myself, what false belief was triggered by what happened? In this case, being asked if I was still trying to lose weight activated the false belief that I am not fully accepted or acceptable unless my outward appearance meets a certain standard. The Coke Zero comment triggered that all or nothing mentality I had when I was dieting and the endless lists of rules that people say should be followed. Now, I'm going to add a bonus step here because it's extremely important to me and my personal whole health, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Back in step two, which is block access, I asked you what you would do if an unwanted visitor or a stranger entered your home. Well, one thing I would do is call 911, which is the number for emergency assistance in the United States. This bonus and most necessary step is something like that. Once these three steps have been completed, I dial my version of 911 in this case. I ask God to immerse my thoughts in His grace. Now notice the word I used, friends. I said immerse, not just a splash or a dip. I'm talking a full dunk. For me, there is no complete mind reset without the merciful presence of God's overwhelming grace. Now, your self-coaching skill for this episode is to activate these three steps, plus the bonus step, if you'd like, when you feel your inner bully has been activated. And if you're anything like me, this happens more often than we like to think. We're just not always aware. So this constant awareness is not easy. Your inner work will most definitely be worth it, though. Okay, friends, thanks for hanging out with me today. I pray this information is useful to you as you work on turning your inner bully into a trusted ally. If you're loving this podcast, tell a friend. And also, I'd be so grateful if you left me a written review. The link to do so is in the resources section of the description of this episode. There's also some freebies there, so please make sure that you're taking advantage of those. I'm going to see you in 1 week. I'm going to have a special guest. The amazing Dr. Jeff Rice will be with us. Yes, we have the same last name, and there is a reason for that. He's my amazing husband. He's going to come on the podcast as a psychotherapist and so much experience that he's had with inner bullies, basically also with mine, because, free therapy. Who's not going to love that? But he's going to tell us about the psychology of the inner bully. So you don't want to miss that. That is next Monday. Until next time.